Women's participation in conflict resolution is still low even after 15 years of UN Resolution 1325. Panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point were unanimous on the need to involve more women in leadership to promote peace because they can contribute significantly to resolving issues. The Director of Programs Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Ministry of Defense, Catherine Appiah-Pinkra, attributed the low participation to lack of programs to support women to enable them to play their leadership roles effectively. She appealed to the UN to raise the awareness and help develop the capacity of women to be active in nation building.
The background to this resolution is that when there is armed conflict, women suffers a lot, and children. And also, during war, after war, because of the impact that has on women and children, after the war, trying to build peace, it is these women who have gone through these experiences, who have that kind of knowledge and experience to be part of the peace resolution and trying to build peace and maintenance of peace and security. These are the very people who should be part of it. And one of the reasons why this resolution also surpasses that we have about half of our population are being women, and unfortunately during war, you know, it's men that are mostly at the war front, and women are normally used as weapons of war. They are being subjected to rape and other sexual harassment, and they use this to actually humiliate and lower morale of the opponent. So the resolution, simply put, what they are saying is that recognize the impact that war has on women and appreciate their involvement and their knowledge in peace building. And you know, naturally they have this ability of bringing peace. They know how to talk to factions for them to understand what is happening when tensions are high. We are not saying men are not there, but what we are saying is that it takes both sides to make it whole. So we are calling for more participation of women, and also look at the impact that has on men and women at the same time.
If women are not given the opportunity to participate in these processes, it's very difficult for them to be on board. That is why the resolution say that nations, and in all these areas, in all these processes, give opportunities for women to participate in the process.
The program director, Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Manoline Ashibi, said government is doing a lot to encourage more women to participate in decision making, but more still needs to be done.
We have recognized and we have appreciated the fact that women have that skill of calming situations down. Usually, even with the prevention aspect of conflicts, that is where women should even play a better role. Because in the first place, if the conflict doesn't even come, that will help in a way that they will not become victims. So I think that we are recognizing that by trying to train women to get to know some of the early warning signs and how to go about them so that situations don't really become serious conflict settings. We are talking about promotion of women's human rights, and I think we are doing a lot in that direction. There are institutions that are there for the promotion of women's human rights. For example, in the ministry, we have the domestic violence secretariat. We also have the domestic violence law. This is an instrument that helps protect women's human rights. And apart from that, we have SHRAG, we have DOFSU, we have other institutions that are there to promote women's human rights. We talk about participation. Participation is part of the pillars of the Ghana. We are doing our best to get women on board decision-making positions. And I can say that at least there's a bit of improvement. It may not be the desired results as we have today, but something has been done, and I think that we should build on from where we are now. We cannot say it's totally bad, and I can't say that Ghana hasn't fared well in 1325. Somehow, yes, we have achieved some successes.
The program's officer for women, peace and security in Africa, Rosemary Dufi, called for collaboration from all sectors, especially men, to help eliminate the factors that hinder women's participation in every sphere of national life.
For so many decades, women have been left out, and this is time that we are saying, hey, let us be there, because this, it also has impact on us. But are we saying that we are coming because we just have to be there, especially to exercise our human rights? No. We are also saying that we are coming because we have what it takes. We have the potential. So it's not about being there. We also acknowledge that women who are there also have the required capacity. It is just that we are building the capacity. The gap is so wide, and so we are bridging the pace, but it takes time. For decades, not one, not two, for so many decades, before this resolution 1325 was passed as an international landmark that every member state is supposed to kind of raise priorities and actions to implement it. But for 100 decades, even more than that, women have been left out. So what I will say to this is that we don't just want to be there, but we also encourage ourselves to build our capacities, most especially involving the young people, using mentorship to put the young people to take leadership roles, so that whilst we are moving, you know, the women's movement, then the younger ones will be filling the spaces for women's leadership to be sustained.
You just heard panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point on women's participation in conflict resolution.